This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
We got big news on the government shutdown front. There have been a couple of stories that behind the scenes, some cracks have been forming in the Senate GOP conference over whether benefits under the SNAP program should be allowed to lapse this weekend. This is something that they've been, very concerned about. And I don't know if you know that overnight, Donald Trump is calling on the Senate and Senate Republicans to scrap the filibuster. Yes, they've had that ability all along. That way, the Republican majority can bypass the Democrats entirely, which is what they've done anyway throughout this whole process, and reopen the federal government. And when I saw that news this morning from Donald Trump, I thought they're concerned that their own party is going to, you know, fold on this thing. And he's, I believe, you know, going, hey, let's just do this because they know the blowback on them. Now, they can reopen the government. It doesn't stop the real problem, which is your people who get their health insurance on the markets with those subsidies gone. It doesn't help them. There's no, right. Will they, as they've said, oh, well, we'll work on that afterwards. Anyway, the president called on the Senate. Here's what he posted on Truth Social overnight. The choice is clear. Initiate the nuclear option. Get rid of the filibuster. He put that up on Truth Social. The filibuster is that tactic in the Senate to delay or block votes on legislation by keeping the debate running. And it requires 60 votes in a full Senate to overcome the filibuster. So some of the people who do not want this move, especially Republicans in control now, say they don't want to do that because then if and when Democrats are in control, they right. don't need to work with them. Well, hello. You know, God, have you been sleeping? You guys have not even asked for any input from Democrats.
I agree with their fear. It's a real fear, and they should probably not do it for that reason. But no one's talking to anybody anyway. That's the bigger problem. Mm-hmm. So might as well just go all in.
So he's telling them to do that. Will they do that? Because on the other hand, if they open up the government again, then Speaker Mike Johnson can't stand there and try to stop a woman who has been elected, waiting to be sworn in. Her own citizens in that district have absolutely no representation, yet being taxed, you know, the whole taxation without representation. They're suing, by the way, to get her sworn in somehow. But the Epstein file vote awaits. So if they open up the government, should they, we're asking you folks, should they end the filibuster, get rid of it so they can, initiate what they call the nuclear option and open everything up? And again, that still doesn't solve a pretty big problem for people in this country with the huge increases coming on the health insurance marketplaces. So then they'd also, after all this talk of, we'll work on it afterwards. Will they work on it afterwards? Do they really have a solution here?
If they do the nuclear option, I think they'll say no. They didn't want to talk to us, and they'll put it. They'll point the fingers, whether it's right or wrong. I think that's what'll happen. I think if I'm Democrats today, I go, look, before you do the nuclear option, you want to reopen for 30 days? Let's do it, and let's knock this out. If we don't get something done in 30 days, though, we're going to be back where we started. We got to work together, and that's the ball's in your court to meet us halfway.
Do the nuclear option. I say, go ahead. I think it's sad that the two sides can't work together and haven't. And but in the past, even if the Republicans are in the minority, they've been able to work, when it's a Democrat president with both, where you don't have long extended, shutdowns. Here's the thing. If they, get rid of the nuclear, get rid of the filibuster, they will own all the crap that's going to happen. If they don't, if they choose to do nothing about the health insurance prices, they're going to get huge blowback on that. So if they want to do that and open it up and not work on the problem, they will then own the problem. Democrats have made it very clear that that was the main issue standing in the way of approving a budget which would saddle Americans with those increases. I think it's pretty clear where they stand. So they can go ahead and do the nuclear option, but they better work on something about that insurance, or they're going to absolutely own the huge increases that are coming.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.